Venezuelan strongman Nicolás Maduro is known for a certain rigidity in his thinking.
De seguir luchando por Venezuela, de seguir defendiendo nuestra patria, de seguir enfrentando al imperialismo y a Donald Trump.
Imperialism and Trump, the Chavista party line. Tamir Porras has seen a different side of President Maduro.
He wasn't considered to be an ideologue or a radical socialist. On the contrary, he was considered somebody who's used to negotiating and bargaining.
Porras was chief of staff for Maduro back when Maduro was foreign minister in Venezuela. Porras told my colleague Carol Hills that Maduro was known as a dealmaker just a decade ago.
Tamir, I'd like this to be a different sort of interview, one that's less a political debate and more about an understanding of the mindset of one of the key players. Tell us about the Nicolás Maduro you knew in the office every day. I mean, how does he approach a crisis and problems when they come up?
Back then, Maduro was a very skilled politician. He was a trade unionist, no international experience as a diplomat, and he was considered to be a very pragmatic politician, more at the center of the ruling Socialist Party.
Give us an example of how he approached things pragmatically back then.
Having Hugo Chavez as president as his boss and having me as chief of staff, who was a more traditional diplomat, Nicolás Maduro played a role as a political operator. Back then, for instance, one of the strategies of Venezuela was to foster Latin American integration and promote Latin American and Caribbean cooperation. He was extremely effective at getting in touch with heads of state and getting the agreements necessary for those goals to be attained, signed and achieved in a very rapid period of time. Back then, even though there were many leftist governments in Latin America, there were also some conservative governments. For instance, Mr. Piñera, the president of Chile, we had an excellent relation with his government, and we achieved together, for instance, the creation of the Latin American community of states. The Mexicans, who were also a right-wing government, played a very effective role. And it was also a very different Latin America. There was also a different atmosphere in the region, a more cooperative one. There were, again, leftist and conservative governments that were willing to reach deals and agreements and try to build a common agenda. That has changed ever since. Maduro has changed, but the political conditions in Latin America also have changed. And nowadays, I see a more aggressive, if you will, atmosphere in the region.
What is Nicolás Maduro's background? Who is he? Where does he come from?
He came from what I would describe a lower middle class background. He didn't go to college. Very early after high school, he became the leader of the trade union of the subway of the metro of Caracas, which is, a very large organization. And it was his platform to become a politician, always coming from the left.
You worked with Nicolás Maduro in the early days of Chavismo. Well, how do you believe that he's changed?
In my opinion, the Nicolás Maduro that became the president revealed that he does not have a clear vision for the country. He very much focused on consolidating his power among his own peers in Chavismo, and much less on exercising or implementing, if you will, a strategic vision for the country. And this is the reason probably why his first term delivered practically nothing in terms of public policy, in terms of direction. It was, again, a period where, in my opinion, he revealed a sort of an obsession with consolidating his leadership and his power.
Nicolás Maduro spoke to our BBC colleague Orla Guerin a few weeks ago, and here's what he said.
Listen, Orla, please, it's a war. I pray that God enlightens you. It's a political war of the United States Empire, of the interests of the extreme right that today is governing, of the Ku Klux Klan that rules the White House to take over Venezuela, and they have created a political, communications and diplomatic strategy. They are warmongering in order to take over Venezuela.
Is Nicolás Maduro a sort of true believer in the sort of Fidel Castro mold, or does he have the flexibility of someone who can cut a deal with competing powers?
Of course, he has the flexibility of cutting a deal. And I don't think you need to be a believer in Fidel Castro's vision to criticize the approach of the Trump administration to Venezuela. Again, in an administration that has implemented its Venezuelan policy through John Bolton, one of the authors of the Iraq War. And a lot of spokesmen and women that through the media have been threatening Venezuela with a military intervention. Again, I think it's not about sharing Fidel Castro's or other leaders' vision. It's a very concrete way of addressing the Venezuelan crisis.
I guess what I'm trying to get at is he going to hang in to the very end? Venezuelans are voting with their feet. You know, millions are leaving. It's a crisis. And there's a whole range of reasons why. And yes, there is a U.S. government and other governments are completely against Maduro. But do you see him as somebody who's just going to hang in to the bitter end? Or is he going to leave or cut a deal?
Nicolas Maduro and the opposition will be more likely to cut a deal and sit around the table if and only if the U.S. administration backs off. The more the U.S. administration will push for a regime change, probably the more Maduro and his entourage will resist, and the less likely a negotiation will be.
Can you leave us with one final insight or observation about Nicolas Maduro that would help us understand him?
At the beginning, I remember him saying that being the successor of Hugo Chavez, his mentor and his tutor, was a burden in the sense that he didn't want to be the one to spoil, if you will, the political capital built by Chavez. You know, being the successor, he had to secure that Chavismo would remain a relevant political force and a governing force in Venezuela, and that was a heavy burden. He didn't have, in my opinion, a clear view of what his program and his legacy would be 5 years later. And we have seen it in the last 5 to 6 years, the current state of the Venezuelan society translate that lack of vision.
It's Tamir Porras speaking with my colleague, the world's Carol Hills. Porras was Nicolas Maduro's chief of staff when Maduro was Venezuela's foreign minister. Porras is now a visiting professor at Sciences Politiques in Paris. You're with the world.